It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor, and welcome to this neighborhood. Do you see what I brought in with me today? An easel. That's what this is. A three-legged easel. And I have some paper here and some colored markers. And what I'd like to do is to draw a song. You know, that's one of my favorite things for doing, is drawing a song. I've got three colored markers that I'll use for the song. I can get this stuck here. That's it. Now, right down here is my tape recorder, and I have a tape in there of some Mozart that I'd like you to hear. So let's hear some Mozart and draw a song. There's my song. Everybody would draw a different song to that music. Wonder what kind of song you might draw to that music, what kind of picture. Now, what if I didn't have any music, a tape or a player, and I didn't have an easel or any paper or any colored markers? What could I do? Well, I could make up the song in my head, imagine what the music sounds like, and draw a pretend song in the air. Oh, there's the telephone. Hello? Oh, yes, I think I do. Just a second. That's Chef Brockett. He wants some information. Let's see here. He wants a telephone number. 5. Yes. Yes, it's 5552354. I see. Oh, well, you're welcome. Goodbye. Chef Brockett needing to call Maggie Stewart for some signing. These glasses of mine help me to see things more clearly. Do you know people who wear glasses? Let's see who that is. This is getting to be a busy day here. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Greetings and speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery to you.
I hope this delivery is not too late.
What is it?
Well, it's how people make colored markers.
It's perfect timing. Look what I've just been using down here.
Glad to hear it.
Colored markers to make this, drawing a song.
Markers and music pictures, right?
Exactly.
I'll have to teach my grandchildren that someday. Oh, but I was wondering, speaking of markers, do you think that you could watch this tape fairly soon? The library needs it back.
Well, we could watch it right now.
That's fine with me.
Good.
There you go, speedy delivery. Now, there are some descriptive materials here about the tape. Do you want to read it or shall I?
Would you?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
Great. Well, into picture-picture it will go.
All righty.
And we'll see how people make colored markers. Perfect timing.
When people make colored markers, they begin by making the colored ink that comes out the end of the marker.
The ink first, huh?
Mm-hmm. This powdered dye will give the ink its color. It's scooped to a big pail and weighed. I think it's going to be purple ink.
Well, it looks like that. That man must know exactly how much dye he needs to make the color just right. Now he's going to take it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what's next. I guess we'll see.
The dye is emptied into a kettle where it is added to water and other ingredients. Now, he'll open the lid of the kettle here in a moment. There we go. In goes the ink, the powdered ink.
Oh, look. That's water and stuff.
That's water.
But it's turned blue.
Yes. Oh, here it says, when this special dye mixes with the other ingredients, it will turn blue.
So, the purple turns blue in the liquid there. So it's not going to be purple after all.
No, it's not. Well, the ink cooks in the kettle until it's just the right color and thickness.
Oh, that must be hot in there then.
I believe it is. The finished ink is then stored in large containers until it's time for it to be put into the markers. And there's a large container being wheeled in.
Oh, so that's full of that ink.
Mm-hmm. Now, in a moment, you'll see a man arrive. And he's connecting something. And it says each container is connected by a long tube to the machines that will put the different parts of the marker together and add the ink. So the
this is complicated.
Oh, it is complicated. So the ink comes out of these barrels into the machine over there. And in a few moments, it'll be time to make the marker.
Well, they've made the ink. Now we'll see them make the marker.
Yeah. And the outside of the marker, which is called the barrel, is loaded into the assembly machine.
Oh,
you see, there it is.
Yeah.
And as each barrel goes down this conveyor belt, it's put in just the right position so that the other parts can be attached.
So those are little barrels.
Little barrels, they call them. That's right.
Now, they're empty, are they?
They're empty. But next, the soft white tube that fits inside the barrel is added. It's like a sponge. It soaks up the ink.
Oh, so it's put right inside the barrel. I see.
Now, the ink is put into the soft inner part. It's hard to see, but the ink goes through those thin tubes. You see the thin tubes?
Mm-hmm.
And into the marker.
What are those?
Well, they're plugs. A plug is added to close up the back of the marker.
Oh, now that the ink's in there,
mm-hmm.
I see. They need a plug in the back of it.
And there are the plugs. It's closing up the back of the marker.
Yeah, I see that.
Look at that. Pushing it in.
Mm-hmm.
That's really closed there.
Now, next, someone adds the tips to the machine, and then they're attached to the other end of the marker. Now, this is the part where people use when they're drawing or they're writing.
But those tips aren't blue, they're white.
Well, it says here that the tip is also made of the soft material, almost like the inner part of the marker. After a while, it will soak up the ink, too.
Uh-huh. So a finished blue marker will have a blue tip.
Well, that's right. A cap is then added over the tip to keep the ink in the marker from drying out.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see, there's some caps.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when people make colored markers, they want them to be just right. So before the markers leave the factory, they're checked very carefully.
What's this?
Well, an inspector tests each group of markers on this writing machine. Now watch. He fastens some markers to the machine, and then it turns on. You see, it's turned on.
Yes.
And it writes with the markers. This helps him see if the ink is the right color and the right thickness. So the markers are ready for people to use for drawing.
Thank you for that, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I like to know how people make things.
Oh, I do too.
I have more speedy deliveries. The first stop is the library to return this tape.
Oh, before you go, could I ask you something about Brockett's Bakery? Mm-hmm. Do you know whether they're having something there in which Maggie Stewart's going to be doing some signing?
Oh, that's later on this week. Would you like to go?
Oh, I'd be glad to. Just let me know when.
I'll let you know. In the meantime, back to the library with the speedy delivery.
Okay, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you and speedy delivery. Yeah,
thanks again.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Whenever somebody asks you for something and you get it for them, do you ever say speedy delivery when you hand it to them? I think of Mr. McFeely every time I say that. And when I think about him, it's a little like having him right here with me. Speedy delivery. Oh, what do you think of when I say the word trolley? Well, I'll just make this trolley come. Right. Let's make believe that Mr. McFeely is delivering something in the neighborhood of make believe. It could be for a bird who lives there. All right, trolley? Neighborhood of make believe. Oh, yes, trolley. It's Mimus Polyglottus. He certainly does like me to sing to him. Yes, a trolley likes you, Mimus. I think I shall sing to you. Very good. Mimus Polyglottus is my pet. Yes, you are. Mimus Polyglottus is my pet. Mimus Polyglottus is my pet. Have you met my pet? Yet.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery.
Oh, Mr. McFeely of the Speedy Delivery Service, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
I was singing to my bird.
Oh, so I noticed. Oh, I was wondering why you have wooden birds, King Friday.
Oh, they're easier to care for than the feathery kind.
And I guess you can pretend anything you like with them.
Exactly. Now, what is that delivery you have for me?
Well, actually, this delivery is for X the owl for a change. Oh. You get so many deliveries, King Friday.
I know I do. Nevertheless, I wonder what this one is.
Well, it does have an interesting shape, doesn't it?
It most certainly does. What are you trying to say, Mimus? What is that? Well, that's true. Mimus is saying that the delivery could be a huge bird on a stick.
Well, it could be almost anything.
Yes. When will you open it?
Oh, I don't open deliveries. I just deliver them.
Well, do you think Mimus should open it?
No. The tag says, deliver to X the Owl only.
I see.
I suppose X needs to open it then. Not for you, Mimers.
Before our curiosity gets the better of us, I must to the tree be going.
Farewell then, Mr. McFeely. Say farewell to Mr. McFeely, Mimers.
Farewell to you both. Speedy delivery,
Very good. What are you trying to say, Mimers? Oh, yes. Well, come along then.
Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery for X the Owl. I guess he's not home. I'll just try Henrietta.
Meow, meow, Mr. McMeowly.
Hi, Henrietta. How are you today?
Meow, thanks. Meow, 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 half there.
Well, I have a delivery for X the Owl.
Meow, not meow, home.
Well, that's what I figured.
Meow, pretty big, meow, meow.
Yes, it is.
Meow, a wonder meow meow is.
I don't know.
Meow meow neighbor, open meow?
No, it says deliver to X the Owl only. So he's the only one who can open it.
Meow, give it to him.
Oh, you will? Well, thanks, Henrietta. But remember, he's the only one who's supposed to open it.
Meow, okay. Meow, guard it.
Well, I have a lot of pickup and deliveries today. You're being a big help to me. I'll just set it right here, Henrietta.
Meow, okay.
Thank
meow,
you.
I'm glad.
Speedy delivery. Bye-bye.
Meow. Meow.
Oh, I didn't mean to startle you.
Meow guarding Meow's delivery.
This is for X?
Meow.
Do you know what it is?
Meow, do you?
No, but it looks mighty interesting.
Meow, only X, Meow, open it.
Oh, I know, but we can always wonder what's inside.
Meow. Meow, meow, refrigerator?
Could be, or a set of big chopsticks.
Meow, meow, big meow, meow marker.
That would be a big colored marker if it were that tall.
Meow, 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 wait and see.
You're absolutely right, Hen. We'll have to wait and see. But in the meantime, I have a few minutes before I have a meeting with the king. Maybe you and I could sign and sing something together.
Meow, like that.
What song would you like?
Meow, 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 friend, meow, meow, special.
That's what it'll be.
Meow.
You are my friend, you are special.
Meow,
you
meow,
are
meow,
my
meow,
friend, you're special to me.
Meow.
You are meow, the meow, only meow, one meow, like you, meow. Like you, my friend. I like meow, you. Meow. In the daytime, in the nighttime, anytime that you feel. Friendship with you and me.
Meow, 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 meow,
special. You are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special.
Oh, I thought I heard some singing and saw some signing as I was coming home.
We're really glad to see you, X.
Meow, really glad.
Well, what a welcome.
Meow, meow, open it right away.
Open what?
Meow, delivery.
This package is for you, X, and you're the only one who's supposed to open it.
Hey, maybe it's my IV and tripod.
IV and tripod?
Yes, I ordered them a long time ago.
Want me to help you with the package?
Oh, sure. Would you, Mayor Maggie?
Oh, I'd be glad to. Let's see.
Yeah.
Take this top off. Oh, there's a note for you, X.
Oh, what's it say?
I'll show you. Dear X the Owl, this order is incomplete.
Oh, what does that mean, Mayor Maggie?
That means there's just part of your order in here.
Oh.
The rest will come later.
Well, which part is in there?
Well, I don't know. Let's take a look.
Let's take a look. Let's take a look.
Yeah.
Take a look. Let's take a look.
looks like it is the tripod.
Uh-huh. We'll open this up right here.
So, if it's the tripod, and that's the only thing that's in it, that means that my IV did not come. Shaw.
Meow, 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 IV.
Oh, it's an imaginary viewer.
How does it work?
Oh, well, you put it on the tripod, and you look through it, and you can see imaginary things.
Huh. Could we make one?
Oh, well, how would you do that?
Like this.
Oh. I tell you, Mayor Maggie, you've got the best ideas making an IV out of your hand like that. No wonder you're a mayor and all. I'm seeing some wonderful imaginary stuff through here. Hey.
Well, I wish I could hold this imaginary IV for you all day, X. Uh-huh. But I have a meeting with the king in just two, so I'm going to have to be off to the castle.
Meow, hold it, meow.
Oh, thanks, Hen.
Henrietta guarded your package for a long time, X.
Hen's a good neighbor.
Meow, you're curious, meow.
I guess we all are.
My IV tells me that King Friday the 13th will be coming out into his garden very shortly.
Meow, 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 meow. Good meeting, Mayor Maggie.
Thanks, Henrietta.
Come back anytime, Mayor Maggie.
I will, X. I want to know what a real imaginary viewer looks like.
Okay.
King Friday the 13th.
Mayor Maggie, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Before our meeting commences, do you have any news for me?
What kind of news, Your Majesty?
There was a rather large package delivered to X's tree.
That was a tripod for an IV.
Uh-huh. Oh, there you are, Mimus. No, it was simply a tripod for an IV. Mimus thought that the package might have been a very large wooden bird on a stick.
I see.
Yes, Mimus polyglottus is my pet, you know.
I know.
Would you care to join me in song about said pet?
Most willingly, Your Majesty.
Very good.
Walking, walking in the royal garden is something a king must do for his bird on a stick, especially if the king is kingly. There are kings who never walk their mockings, and that is a shame. But King Friday is by far the royalest king in all of the neighborhood here, and even in all the country, and maybe in all the, probably all the world.
Very good, Mimus. Yes, very good. As I should say.
Yes, Charlie, it is.
Come, Mayor Maggie, to the M room for our meeting.
Could you make a pretend viewer like that? An imaginary viewer? An IV? If you can, you could look through it and pretend something fun. I have an idea. Go to the kitchen for a minute. I just want to make something for Mr. McFeely. He's always doing things for all the rest of us. I think what I'll do... I was just thinking about our hands and how different everybody's hand is from everybody else. Look at all these lines in here. They're all in different places in different people's hands. So interesting. Well, what I'll do is just to... make a hand like that and write on it. Thank you. And that'll be a thank you note for Mr. McFeely. I can just say, Mr. McFeely, I've got to hand it to you. Here's a thank you note for you. Yeah, that's one way to say I love you, is to give a thank you note to people. There you are, fish. Each fish is different, too. Each hand is different. Each person's different. Isn't that a wonderful thing? To think that we're all people, all of us are people, and yet each one of us is different. Now, I think I'll bring a real telescope to show you next time. I like to think about being with you next time. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. You will have things that you'll want to talk about. And I hope you will talk about them with the people that you love. You may have some things that you'd like to say thank you for. I think I'll just take this. Everybody's picture's different, too. When we draw them that way. Oh, it's a wonderful world. And we are wonderfully made. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.